Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
3:27 at WGCL. Glass in the afternoon. Thank you for being with us. A bright, sunny day, the 23rd day of July. Happy Thursday. Keith Klein is here somewhere. Keith, how are you?
Wonderful. Ready to go.
Whoa, my goodness. What the heck is going on there? Boy, oh boy, the DJs. Time to send out a new message. Tell the DJ he's fired. We got to find a new one here. Where are the strawberry shortcakes, Keith?
They're at the
Switchyard Park.
I can never remember the name of
that. Why not? Write it down.
I will, but someday. At my age, you
write it down.
I know where it is. I know how to get there, and I know where I'm going after work.
Write it down.
Yeah.
That's all you can do.
Switchyard Park.
Till 6 o'clock. Apparently, the commercial break there wasn't long enough for you to go down there and get us any.
No, it's too fast.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
I have a drive-through. So why don't you call a delivery company, see if they'll stop by and bring us some goodies here in the afternoon. All right, what are we doing? It's Thursday afternoon. That means we catch up with Ivy Tech. Who is our special guest
today?
We
have the Executive Director of Development at Ivy Tech Community College here in Bloomington, Susie Graham.
Hello, Susie. How are you?
Hello, Mike Glasscott. How are you?
Well, I'd be better if I had some strawberry shortcake, but Keith refuses to hop into WGC, the copter. He won't even fly the helicopter down there. He could do a traffic report and get a strawberry shortcake and come back, but he has decided it's too hot. It's too hot.
It is awfully hot outside. I can't argue with that.
What have you been doing? You had a good summer? Hey, Andy, how are you?
I'm great, man. We had our 30th wedding anniversary Tuesday. Yesterday, I saw my favorite team in the red jerseys host a soccer trophy, and today's opening day for baseball, so I'm great.
Pretty good combination.
Congratulations on
30 years together. That's fantastic. Wow. And the Cardinals open up tomorrow. Who are they taking on, Andy?
The Cardinals play the Pirates, but real opening day, of course, is tomorrow because that's opening day in Cincinnati. As my many Reds fans, very much including my wife, would remind me. So, I'm looking forward to it. It's something that I think we could all use a little diversion right now.
Heck yeah, and you're retired, so you can watch baseball all day long. This is great.
That's correct. I do what I want when I want.
Now get out of here. I want to talk to your wife about some important stuff. But good hearing from you, my friend.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Look at that, Andy. A double dip of Grams to get us ready to go. Andy, Susie, you send him down to Switchyard Pavilion.
Yep.
Have him pick. He's retired. Let's put him to work. Keith will tip.
What a great idea.
Get down there.
Think of that.
That's right, before 6 o'clock and get some strawberry shortcake, support a great cause, and we'll all live happily ever after. Well, since I just asked you what you've been doing, well, now I know what you've been doing. You've been having an anniversary and keeping up with him the whole time. That's two full-time jobs.
It's two full-time jobs, no question about it.
Susie, one of the things that's going on at Ivy Tech, since that's what we're here to talk about, is a kind of an adult version of ASAP. And first of all, you got to tell the listeners what ASAP is, but what does that mean, adult version of that?
Yeah, so, you know, sometimes talking about baseball, sometimes we have our own inside baseball. ASAP is an accelerated associate degree program. And basically the way that works is that students who are graduating from high school, if they meet the requirements, they are accepted into a program in which they earn an associate degree in 11 months. So that's a pretty intense program because if you space out the coursework needed for an associate degree, usually you're talking 2 years. So it's for students who are very focused, who are motivated, and want to accelerate their pathway to a degree. So what we have taken is the model for that program, and we're now using it for adult cohorts of students. So these are, for example, would be busy working adults, right, who maybe don't have all the right structures to go back to college here and there, but they can make the commitment to do it in a focused group through a cohort. And for those who don't know that concept, you're going through with others at the very same time, that same learning experience. So you have this internal support group that's in place. You can rely on each other for academic support, emotional support, all kinds of things. But it likewise allows them to get through that program in an accelerated format. And it is open to anyone who qualifies. There is a process that they go through, and it's really worth it, right? If you've been thinking about going back and getting that degree, and you just need a little more support than just doing it kind of here and there, this is a great program to think about.
Let's define a little bit more, because cohort is another one of those inside baseball terms. You talked about it a little bit, but essentially what this means, folks, is you're with the same group of people for all of the classes you're taking. Normally, you'd go to a class and there's a group of people there, and then you go to your next class and it's an entirely different group of people. This is the same group, and I was wrong. I used the term adult, like the kids right out of high school aren't adults. They're young adults, and we've got the older folks. And the younger kids have just eaten this thing alive, because they can do 2 years of college in 11 months. That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And the way this program is set up, as you say, right, you're going through these classes with the same students, and so you're all experiencing the same thing. But classes are 2 evenings a week, and then you have program group meetings and activities 1 Saturday a month. So it's very focused, but if you can make that commitment, it's a really great goal to aim for, to know that you can complete an associate degree, a 2-year degree, a transferable degree in less than a year.
Let's talk about one other quick thing on this, and because we throw around a lot of terms right now in college and high schools and in all of our other schools, virtual versus face-to-face. What is this?
Yeah, so there's actually a third variation on that as well, and it's kind of a blended mixture of the two. So obviously a face-to-face class is where you are physically in the same space. And you're in a classroom, for example, or perhaps in a lab. Your instructor is in that room with you, and perhaps other students are in the same space with you. Virtual takes that model, but it puts you someplace else. For example, in your living room or in your home office. But you are engaging in class in real time, because you are connected to that classroom where your instructor is. And you are part of active lecture, active discussion, and engagement. Another variation, if you will, and that is online, which those classes are what are called asynchronous. So they're not happening in real time with an instructor. You do them on your own when you want to. But new this year, because of the coronavirus, we are offering courses that are in a blended format. So students can perhaps be in class in a physical classroom space for one class period, but the next class period or the next session of that class happens virtually, right? So we're hoping to reduce those risks to students, to minimize those opportunities where they have to be out and about, possibly putting themselves in harm's way. Although I will tell you, the college is being profoundly careful. Masks are required at all times, social distancing required at all times. That building is clean from floor to aft. It's sparkling, and I feel comfortable being there myself. And but even so, I'm only there 2 days a week, because we're looking to reduce density in the building.
Yeah, and you have to, Susie, and it's not really what happens in the building, as we're seeing with local restaurants, what happens outside of the building that is very hard to manage behavior or enforce behavioral issues. All we can do is beg and plead that people wear their masks, wash their hands, and physically distance from each other. It's harder than it sounds, yeah. It sounds like, because we wouldn't be having the issues we do. But when you go to school, when you go to Ivy Tech, just like everywhere else, you have to wear a mask, and all these conditions and safety measures are in place. So we can all get through this together safely.
And I think we can all get behind it, right? Because it's all for the right reasons. We're not looking to change anyone's way of life. What we're trying to do, in fact, is get back to what was our normal way of life, right? But to do that, we have to protect ourselves and protect each other. And I think the more that we can kind of bear down on this and really take it seriously, I think the sooner we're going to come out at the other end of the tunnel. But in the meantime, we all model the right behavior and hope others will follow suit.
We're speaking with Susie Graham, who is the Executive Director of Development at Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Susie, one last time, who can be in this program, this new program, and what's the deadline for me to decide and apply and do all the other stuff that has to happen?
Yeah, so the program, our cohort for this fall begins October 26th.
Lots of time.
So I don't have an actual deadline. You know, you have to be registered by X, but I think it would behoove folks to be giving serious thought to this and being registered or at least make their inquiries by the end of next month. I would say probably no later than that.
One other thing I want to talk about, because last time when Jenny Vaughn was here, the chancellor, she bragged a little bit about the nurses that had followed up and had to do labs after everything and all the other things and were getting their certifications. They've got some more good news about certifications for some other departments at Ivy Tech.
Yeah, isn't that something? You know, these are students who were displaced from the classroom and had to transition to home. But they found a way to persevere. And so in May, we were able to award another whole cadre of credentials to students in engineering technology, the computer technology, electronics and computer technology. And basically what this meant was, you know, they had finished their coursework, but there was still hands-on lab time that was required. And so we were able to arrange for them to come back in a safe environment and to complete those other requirements so that they basically were able to stay on track with that time frame for finishing their degrees and credentials. And they did it. So we are saluting them as well. They were not able to participate in graduation the way we traditionally would, but we hope to have them be with us when we do our December graduation.
Mike, you've heard us talk on this program at Ivy Tech about the VITA program.
All right, the tax.
Remember there was an extension of the tax deadline?
Yeah, it was a couple days ago.
Right, that extended the completion of the VITA program for Ivy Tech. And Susie, you got some information on that too.
Yeah, we hope no one missed that. I forgot about that. I heard that the other day on the radio. Somebody talked about, today's the day to turn your taxes as well. Mine have already been turned in and back, so I was okay. But, yeah, you blink and 3 months go by.
Wasn't that something? Absolutely, yeah. So Wednesday, July 15th is when things wrapped up with the program. And you have to think about this. So this is a program, it stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And these are students and other volunteers who are trained in doing income tax reports, right, both state level and federal and community. And they help individuals, generally these are individuals who are underserved from low-income populations who maybe don't have access to a computer to do it or simply don't have the expertise to do this. And so these students step in and they help these individuals. And the upshot is that over $500,000 was reclaimed back into taxpayers' pockets, $551,739. Mm. That's a lot of money to go back to individuals, which then, of course, can go back into a community. And it represented about 400 hours of volunteerism. So as much as I would love to have somebody do my taxes, there are others who really, really could benefit from that program more than I would. I'm very fortunate to not need it, but we're so happy to be a partner with this. We've been doing this, I think, easily for 15 years, and I've lost count of the number of hours and dollars that have been the product of it.
And Susie, it was free for the recipients.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's the best part. Get in Absolutely. There and help out. And you had to qualify and do all the things that go on.
Right.
But this isn't a program that it's going to stop. We'll do it again next tax season as well. So if you didn't have a chance to get involved with it, you can put that on your calendar for next year. Susie Graham is our guest this afternoon. She's the director of development out at Ivy Tech and keeps Andy out of trouble. That's two full-time jobs, as we've been telling you. Is he back yet with the strawberry shortcake? What the heck's going on over there?
I'm not sure he's left yet. I'll have to talk to him about that.
Well, he has until 6 o'clock, and he has to hurry. Yeah.
Susie, before we let All you right. go, there's one area that you are really involved in as development director, and that's the area of trying to raise funds for our students that occasionally need some extra help. Talk about that for a minute, if you would.
Well, yeah, and it is a large focus for us because, Keith, you know as well as I do that the population that we serve at Ivy Tech
right.
is varied. We have all ages. We have all abilities. We have single parents. We have students who are caring for their own parents. You can slice it and dice it however you want. And these are students that we have, and frequently they have unmet needs. And the more that we can step up to the plate and support them with those needs, the greater the likelihood is that they're going to be able to stay with us, complete their academic goals through to completion, and hopefully be in a position now where they can go out and be better prepared to support themselves or those in their family or other loved ones, right? So a great example of this has been just with the COVID situation, where we initiated a crowdfunding effort on April 1st, and we were able to raise just over $45,000 to support students who had been impacted by the coronavirus. And this was it could have been a number of things, right? Remember, students were furloughed from their jobs, so now they didn't have money to pay their rent, or students who normally would have been in the classroom and had access to technology no longer had that access. So they're having to find ways to connect to the internet so they could continue to do their classes. We had students who were hungry. They didn't have food to put on the table, or they had unexpected medical expenses. So we have used these funds to support these students through this. We have gone through probably about 60% of those funds to date. Every day in my email, I see more applications for support. And boy, does it feel good to know that we can reach back out to that student and say, guess what? You will be receiving a gift card, you know, to go purchase food for your family, or we will be paying your rent for you this month, or your utility bills, or your medical bills. Boy, it just makes a huge difference. And because of this, students are able to stay in the game and can get back on firm footing to continue with us as we move forward.
All right, Suze, good job as always. Getting through the distractions of me and Andy, that's a full day's work there.
I understand, Mike, that you are also a soccer fan. Is that correct?
Big soccer fan. Big, 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 big. And that is not my team. That is at your house this week. So, that would be the Purdue Boilermakers at your house, and I would be the Indiana Hoosiers. Let's put it that way. That's what kind of rivalry it is. And that's okay. If we all root for the same team, life would be boring. And that's for sure. But Suze, before we let you go, people can still get signed up, ready to go for Ivy Tech coming up here in the next few weeks. You have so many options. The time is now.
Yeah, the time is now. Classes start August 24th. We can get students registered. They can come to us physically in the building. They can take care of everything virtually if they want to do that. It is all completely accessible, and we would be ever so happy to help them move forward with their goals and keep them on track.
All right, great job as always. Tell Andy we said hello.
He's getting strawberry shortcake.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Then we'll see him when he knocks on the door to the studio.
Wait, Mike. Here's a parting comment from Andy.
Uh-oh.
I adamantly reject the Purdue analogy. My team wears red.
Well, your team hasn't been around as long, but if you to the victor go the spoils, And then that's just fine. And Andy, but seriously, enjoy the baseball tomorrow. And we'll try to get caught up with you at some point as well.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll see you.
Mike.
Bye, Graham.
You bet. Mike and Keith, it's always a pleasure.
Take care, Susie.
Susie Graham, Andy Graham, all the Grahams. We're just missing the kids. They're somewhere. maybe they're getting strawberry shortcake. That would be fantastic. Bring a whole box full for me and Keith. But it's always great to hear from, obviously, Susie and Andy as well. That was a nice surprise. We haven't talked to Andy in a while.